Who cares? This is Carson's Court, reporting live from Virginia Beach, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Podcast App, Beaker, Spotify. Welcome to Carson's Court on this rainy Tuesday in Virginia Beach, Virginia. This is Carson's Court. We are loaded today. Let me just start off with saying this. You know, AB has been very drama-like. He has caused problems in Pittsburgh, and now he moved to Oakland. And look at Oakland, is all drama. Now, AB is arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL. But his drama holds him back to what could be better. I do think AB is a very good player. And I think that there is drama issues. Look what happened in Pittsburgh. I mentioned before, Pittsburgh is a good team. They got held back because of drama, because of AB, because of Le'Veon Bell. Now, AB's in Oakland. Why do we think Pittsburgh's going to be better? Why do we think Oakland isn't going to be as good? Because drama with AB. And because it's not as heavily, not as not quiet. Now it's a very noisy team. Oakland's a very noisy team. This is a video from ESPN. Antonio Brown threatens to retire. You know, this helmet issue. Well, this just goes to show that the drama from AB is very high. And you know what I said about drama teams? That makes them not as good.
Chris Carter, you played Antonio Brown's position for many years. I don't know how many helmets you went through over the course of your career. What do you make of Antonio Brown's helmet situation?
Well, he really doesn't have a case. So I don't know what John Gruden is defending. If you look at this, what they're dealing with as far as the helmets, the technology over the last 10 years has changed so much significantly. And it's not a player safety thing. It's a player performance. Not only is the player safer now, not only anyone playing the game is safer now, but you can perform in the helmet. The technology that they have, and the NFL owners, it was collectively bargained with the players in 2016. They spent $60 million to get the best technology to create the system that they have now, that all the players have agreed to. So in training camp, we have 2,100 players. They're in training camp. He's the only player that does not have a helmet that's in compliance. And there is every variety of helmet. They have 10 different choices. If you want light, if you want medium, if you want air, if you want compression, if all those things are available to the players. And a number of years ago, they grandfathered some players in. Aaron Rodgers was in that group. Tom Brady was in that group. Larry Fitzgerald. They were grandfathered in. They would be allowed to wear their old equipment until they transitioned. They gave them 2 years. Now, everyone is in the new equipment. It performs better. It's better for the players.
Safer.
And it's safer. And there's no one that has a problem with it outside of AB. So I don't know what John Gruden, I don't know what type of leadership he's displaying there by some.
And I don't believe AB is going to find a helmet. He wants this particular helmet, and I don't think he's going to win. I don't. I was listening to The Herd with Colin Cowherd. They had a guest, and he was saying how, you know, AB got his way going from out of Pittsburgh. He wanted to be a Raider. He is a Raider. And now he wants his way. He's getting used to this particular way of getting his own way. And I think Oakland, and by the way, we are going to do breaking news. We have a lot in breaking news. But one of the things in breaking news were Oakland's, I think, is getting tired of it. I mean, it just wasn't late. It just wasn't Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh that was part of the reason why Pittsburgh didn't win the Super Bowl a couple years ago when they were highly favored. I get that. Le'Veon Bell was still there. We'll get to him in a minute. But Antonio Brown, as you can see, had trouble in Pittsburgh. He is now having trouble in Oakland. And, you know, it's just, it's not good. Drama teams, I mentioned, are not good. Well, AB is becoming a drama. And he's carrying it with him to Oakland. To Oakland. And that is going to be a bad thing for Oakland. All they could get for AB is picks. Picks! They could, here, this is the best quarterback, or excuse me, best wide receiver in the league. And all they could get for him are picks. Think of if LeBron James got traded. They would get six players. When Anthony Davis got, and I know it's a different sport, when Anthony Davis went to the Lakers, they gave him many players. When Paul George went to the Clippers, they gave him many players. Plus many picks. When Anthony Davis was a Laker, they gave up Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart. They got picks, the Lakers. I mean, the Steelers. That's it. Like, and it wasn't even a first-round pick. It was like a second and third-round pick for the best wide receiver in the league. That tells you that there's a lot of drama coming out of AB. All right, let me switch into Le'Veon, and we got breaking news coming up. Bell, for those who say Bell is just as worse as AB, Bell is causing zero problems in New York. And I don't necessarily think AB, I mean, I don't necessarily think Le'Veon is going to cause problems. I think he's learning his lesson. You know, he promised to be better for people that on fantasy. Coming up on Carson's Court, we have breaking news and the NFC. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFC coming up on Carson's Court. Stay tuned for that on Carson's Court. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court podcast. We're going to start off with breaking news. AB claims another against the NFL about the helmet issue. I believe the Yankees are first place in the MLB, the best record. The Raiders are on Hard Knocks, as most people know. The Lakers are trying to get another player in replace of one of their players, DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins broke his, or tore his ACL playing basketball. All right. Well, let me talk about the AB helmet, and then we'll talk about the NFC. You know, I don't think he's going to win, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. So I'm going to switch into this. We do not have, this is the last podcast. It is actually almost over. The NFC. This is the final thing we're going to talk about today. We're actually naming the top 10 most underrated teams tomorrow. Let me just say this. The NFC, I think the Saints are above average. I like Drew Brees. I like their defense. I think the Rams are above average. I like Garrett Goff. And I like their running back. They have the best defense player, Aaron Donald. He is the best defense player in the NFL. I like the Rams. I do like Minnesota. I think that Kirk Cousins is going to take off this year. I like Minnesota. I also like Chicago. I think they're a good team, too. I don't like Seattle. I would say the average is the average teams. Maybe I'm missing some of the above averages, but Seattle's average, I do like. I like Seattle's average. I kind of like Atlanta as average. I think they had a fluky year last year. I think they're ready to get back on the field. There, I do. That's about it for average. Everybody else, I think, is under average. Aaron Rodgers is reportedly going to get hurt again. That's why Green Bay is not average or even above average. Thanks for listening to Carson's Court Podcast. You have a great rest of your day. We are live in Virginia Beach. We are loaded tomorrow. We even have a live caller tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Carson's Court. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day.